step into the minds of South Africa's youngest voters.
Our future, our elections.
South Africa's political system is notoriously racialized. We asked millennial voters how this impacts on their approach to voting.
Do you think that South Africa's politics right now is driven by race?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, I think so.
There are such clear racial lines to most of the parties that we have the option of voting for.
Because when looking at our history of apartheid, ever since then, we haven't even had a white president, if I may put it like that.
A lot of people of, let's say, our generation are influenced by their parents.
It shows that we're still stuck up on the past. You know, we're still on that thing of if a white president is there, we'll go back to apartheid.
And a lot of people's parents within this country obviously went through apartheid and have therefore only ever been consumed by the conversation of race and the problem of the racial inequality within the country.
Do you consider race when you vote?
No, I don't.
Definitely.
You definitely vote around racial lines.
Definitely.
Personally, I try not to.
I learn to forgive. I know that I wasn't there during apartheid, but I learn to forgive.
I mean, the leader of the EFF, Julius Malema, is saying, shoot the Boer. When you have that, it's very difficult to alienate race from political parties.
Okay, so I'm a white South African. I'm supposed to vote DA, but I can't because I disagree with what they're doing.
Our largest demographic is black, and yet they're the largest demographic that are still struggling, whether it's along poverty lines, whether it's along income lines, whether it's along representative lines.
Like, you can't not think about race because, like, okay, so I agree with some of the EFF's policies and that, but then they've said, oh, they're going to drive white people into the sea. So it's like, where does that leave me?
And so I think in order to vote, if you really kind of aiming for that, for racial equality within the country, and not just a good political system, then I think you almost do have to vote along the racial lines, otherwise it's impossible.